Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're answering some more of your toughest Week 14 questions next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Adam Azer, and we're going to talk about some more Week 14 stuff. But first, I mean, what do you even say about the Las Vegas Raiders at this point? I mean, they blew, what, a 20-0 lead to the Cardinals? They lost to Jeff Saturday 5 days after he was on ESPN. And now they lose to Baker Mayfield. Well, technically, John Wolford gets the win here. But they lose to Baker Mayfield 2 days after he was waived by the Panthers. I don't know how you let Josh McDaniels on the plane back home, but I'm not the guy who signed him to a contract. So I guess we'll just talk about the fantasy implications of this one. And I guess the big takeaway would be Josh Jacobs had another good game, 99 yards on 27 carries and a touchdown. He did deal with a hand injury in this one, was clearly in a lot of pain at one point in the game. He's been playing through a calf issue. Do you worry that for a 5-8 team, that there's just a point where it's not worth throwing him into the line as often as they have been?
Yeah. For his perspective, he's a free agent after this year. So yep. Yeah, I do worry about it. I do think Zamir White was someone. I have Zamir White on 3 or 4 teams because of the calf injury, not the pinky injury. You know, I obviously wasn't expecting that. It's good that he was able to come back in. But yeah, I do worry about it a little bit, and there's not much I can say other than get Zamir White. I have no idea what he would be, but he wouldn't be the third down back, but almost all of Jacobs' catches this year have come on first and second down, so you could get a guy that's got a lot of touches. I don't know how he'll do with them, but he's certainly a handcuff worth having.
Yeah, I think Zamir White's looked okay. You know, obviously he's not a player on the level of Josh Jacobs, but the way that they've used Jacobs makes this look like a very appealing role. And we'll talk about the other side of that game. We did have a decent performance from Ben Skoronek in this one, 7 catches for 89 yards. 32 of them did come on a pretty unlikely play where he mossed a guy on that last drive, 98-yard game-winning drive by Baker Mayfield to beat the Las Vegas Raiders, because you can't say it enough. Tutu Atwell, 5 catches for 50 yards. They got him involved in the running game a little bit, but he didn't do much with it. Is there any reason to take these guys seriously at all heading into the fantasy playoffs?
Yeah, I think so, because look, they had a competent-looking offense, and good for Baker Mayfield. You can't really talk. He looked really good. I mean, the third quarter, he seemed to kind of get stuck, but first and second quarter, made some pretty nice throws. And yeah, look, if they're going to have a competent offense and they have a guy in Cam Akers who's getting almost every running back carry, and you've got the Packers next week and you got the Chargers in your fantasy championship, then yeah, I do think they're interesting. I don't really buy Skoronek or Atwell. Jefferson had the touchdown catch to win the game. I don't know how the receiving totals are going to be divvied up going forward. And remember, this was the Raiders. Okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of teams look really good against the Raiders. but I do think that there's at least something here that maybe it's Akers who's not going to light it up. He's never going to have he's not
going to touchdown dependent RB2, right?
Yeah. But at least touchdown dependent RB2s are better when they have offenses that can move the ball a little bit. So maybe you have a little bit of hope that they can do that.
All right, let's move on to some other Week 14 questions after, again, we talked about the Las Vegas Raiders losing to Baker Mayfield 2 days after he was released by the Panthers. Again, can't say it enough, just stunning stuff. Mike Williams was a full participant in practice on Thursday with that ankle injury. Both him and Jalen Waddle look like they're on their way to playing in that big Sunday night, Monday, Miami-Los Angeles game. Are we starting, I assume Jalen Waddle, but are we starting Mike Williams in his first game back?
Well, with all the players on bye, I think you do. The Dolphins have been pretty good against wide receivers. In their last 6 games, only 2 receivers have more than 70 yards. Only 2 receivers have scored a touchdown in those 7 games. They actually give up the 12th fewest points to wide receivers. I'm not really buying it, but I do think he can see a decent amount of Xavien Howard. The last time we saw him, he couldn't make it through the game. So I think you treat him a little bit, I guess, with kid's gloves, and you make him kind of a borderline number two receiver, whereas Waddle is a must start. Waddle should be started in at least 90% of leagues. Williams, I think, more like 50%.
All right, let's move on to Damian Pierce, Houston Texans running back. Looks like Nico Collins and Brandon Cooks both are not going to play this week. They've got a terrible matchup against Dallas. Are you starting Damian Pierce this week?
No, I'd rather start Mike Williams and Damian Pierce. I think you look at you're not really seeing a big role in the passing game. And when they've gotten blown out recently, it's been bad news for him. They have almost no chance of staying in this game. I hate to say that because it's the NFL. And what did you say?
I mean, look, the Cowboys over the last five games are averaging 39.8 points per game. The Texans haven't scored 20 since week 8, I believe.
Yeah. The Raiders also, just lost to Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, that's fair.
But
98 yard game winning drive from Baker Mayfield to beat the Raiders.
2 days after his wife. No, I would really like to not start him. Definitely Bam Knight over him, and definitely both Bucks running backs over Damian Pierce, and both Cowboys.
What about both Dolphins?
Yep, I would start both Dolphins over Pierce. Do you disagree? Because I could see being wrong about this. You know, you like if they're even competitive, he'll get a decent amount of carries. But
yeah, that's what it comes down to, is just there's a guaranteed workload for Damian Pierce of like 12 to 15 touches that I don't know if Bam Knight or the Dolphins running backs have, but I think all those guys probably have a higher ceiling. And I'm not sure Damian Pierce's floor is actually as high as the guaranteed workload, just because I could very easily see 10 carries for 28 yards and two catches, you know? So it's a pretty bad situation. I expect them to get blown out. They're 17-point underdogs, which honestly feels like it could be even higher. I don't know if you ever see higher ones than that in the NFL, but if you were going to, this matchup between the Cowboys and Texans would have it. So I think there's a lot of risk in starting Damian Pierce, and probably not all that much upside. So I can't really argue against it. I think Jeff Wilson over him for sure. Raheem Mostert, I'm a little more iffy, but I could see either one of them being better than him for sure. That's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll be back on Saturday to look at some beat the waiver wire options heading into the playoffs. We'll be back on Sunday with more injury updates and start sick calls. We'll see you then.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work, in the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.